Shabbat and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. One more time. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every Shabbat and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Brother Kennedy, can you pray to open the service for us? Kennedy.
Almighty God, Lord Jesus Christ, O merciful Father, we bow before you this morning, head of God, and call upon the Lord. Give you praise, give you thanks, O God. Thank you for this new day, Lord. Amen. Thank you for your new mercies, your compassion.
Amen.
Thank you for your great faithfulness, O God, towards us. Lord Jesus, we look unto you this morning. We need your help, O God.
Yes.
We need your grace, O God.
Yes. Amen.
We need your strength, O Lord, both spiritual and physical.
Yes.
Lord, I pray this morning you touch every soul.
Amen.
Yes. Each and every one that comes here today, O God.
Yes.
From the youngest child to the eldest adult.
Yes.
Touch your servants this morning, O God.
Amen.
Lord, help them to get themselves out of the way.
Amen.
That you may use them for your glory.
Amen. Amen.
We pray and covet everything in the honor. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's take the scripture. Matthew 6:10. Matthew 6:10. So today, we are still on the Lord's Prayer, and today my title, Thy Kingdom Come. So that's the second petition. So let's read here. You read, it's a very short, Thy Kingdom Come. But let me start first say, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Amen. All right. And let's also go to Mark, St. Mark 12. St. Mark 12, starting from 29. But I'll start from 28. Now, they call that a great commandment. Okay. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's none other commandment greater than this. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there's none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question. So you may be, may the Lord add a blessing to every other word. You may be seated. So today, the title of my message, Thy Kingdom Come. So you all remember when we start the Lord's Prayer, how many petitions we have in the Lord's Prayer?
Seven.
So you should remember that. It's the number of perfection, right? All right, but before I start, let me read something for you here from Brother Branham. Brother Branham said, God identify himself by his characteristics. Brother Branham said, it's a prayer. Brother Branham said, let us bow our heads now for prayer. And now in his divine presence, if you have any request that you would like to be made known to him, would you just raise up your hand and that's your request that God will. And then Brother Branham began to pray, our Heavenly Father, we are coming now up before thy throne by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. And we have been given this assurance that if we ask anything in his name, it will be granted. And thou knowest our desires and our needs. And thou hast promised that you will supply all that we have need of. So, Father, we will pray as you taught us, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That our request tonight might be according to your desire to give it and grant to us that these privileges, anoint the word, Lord, and all the speakers of the other speakers and the hearers, and may the Holy Spirit come in and be the doer of the word tonight. And I say this morning among us. For we ask it in his name. Amen. So we're going to talk about, as I said, thy kingdom come. So are you enjoying the Lord's Prayer series so far? We've been doing this almost for a year, right? Obviously, alternate, so I won't say a whole year. But it takes a long. At the beginning, you have never known that, wait a minute, the Lord's Prayer, it starts from, verse 8 to 13. How can you possibly make this such a long? But it's because, like I said, the Lord's Prayer is the only prayer, really, that is the only prayer that the God in the flesh taught us. So it might have some very deep meaning other than just what we read. And we saw that the Christian, let me recap a little bit from last year. We saw that when a Christian is born again, one first question he has to settle is settle the question of paternity. Is really God my father? That's a question every Christian must settle. If you don't settle that, Brother Branham said, maybe he'll be your savior, but he won't be your Lord. You can say he saved me, but is he really your Lord? Those are two things different. You can say he saved me, but is he really your Lord? When you settle that, when you settle the question of paternity, and then you can say, God is my father. Amen? Amen. And when a Christian born again, and I'm insisting that born again, okay, settle that question. He knows that God is his father, and his father revealed himself to his children by his characteristics. And that's the reason why we have to, throughout the whole last year until this year, we were trying to see what are the characteristics of God. Amen? Now, we saw that he revealed himself through the seven compound redemptive names at Jehovah Jireh. But before that, he came to Abraham, said, I am El Shaddai, the all-sufficient existing one. Amen? And then he began to demonstrate the seven compound redemptive names at Jehovah Jireh, our source of infinite provision. Ask what you will, it shall be given unto you. He also revealed himself as Jehovah Rapha, the great physician, who healed all our diseases. Amen? He also revealed himself as Jehovah Nissi, our banner, who fight all our battles. He also revealed himself as Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Amen? He also revealed himself as Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, our friend, our companion. I'll be there with you. Amen? He also revealed himself as Jehovah Tsikenu. We don't have our own righteousness, but we come into the kingdom through the righteousness of Christ, and that's why Christ came and shed the blood. Amen. Amen. He also revealed himself as Jehovah Shammah, our present help in times of need. Amen. Amen. So knowing this, the child of God can approach his heavenly Father to present his petitions. Now that you know who your Father is, now that you know that your Father can provide, you fight your battle, he's your healer. When you know all that, then when something happens, you can go and... I need some water. When you know that, then you have no fear. You have confidence that you can come to your Father knowing all these characteristics, and it's not something that you, thank you. It's not anything that you're guessing, but when the Holy Spirit is, when you're born again in the Holy Spirit, God confirms, yes, I'm your Father. It doesn't matter what you go through. Sometimes you say, well, but I'm sick, and I pray, and I'm still sick. You know, Brother Branham, Billy Paul gave a testimony one time that really, I think I've heard probably that testimony maybe 10 years ago, yeah? But it's in my mind as if I heard it yesterday. Billy Paul came, he said that, you know, him and his father, he was helping his father. They were going through the mails, the different ones, and people asked requests, and Brother Brown would pray, and we send it. And he's seen, you know, Billy Paul has seen so many things, how the angel, you know, and even when he went to South Africa, when he spoke to his dad that you have the word, don't go, the angel confirmed Billy Paul, he said, you know, about his son. But so Brother Billy Paul used to have these headaches, migraine headaches, and he asked his dad, Dad, can you pray God and ask him to take it away? And Brother Ram said, no, I won't pray like that. I'll pray that when those headaches comes, God give you the strength. That's what brings you closer to him. Amen? Amen? So sometimes we go through things. And we say, but how come I'm praying, but you see Jehovah Rapha, the healer, how come? But you just have to sometimes say, you know what? God, that will be done. We get that next time. But Brother Brown, when Brother Brown told Billy Paul that, he says sometimes that will bring you closer. And then another occasion, I mean, towards Brother Brown, the end of his ministry, they said he was at a camp, and he went out, and Billy Paul said when he came back, he had like tears in his eyes because he has a wound on his toe. And he's been praying for God to heal him. And he was saying, Billy Paul, you see, the gift is not for me, it's for others. Amen? Amen? Amen. So you see, when he had the accident, Billy Paul said, but you can pray now, God. He said, because he knows what is the will of God. Amen? Amen? But when he hear that, Mama, Daddy said, what? Okay, put the hand on Mama in my hand, and he prayed, say, God help us in this time. That's all he said. And Sister Mira came back. So you see, when we are working with God, sometimes certain things may not seem all the way it should be. And you ask yourself, you question, am I really a child of God? Am I really a son of God, a daughter of God? You know, sometimes God knows. Look at Paul. Amen? The first messenger to the first church age. He said, I think it came from when the light struck him. Yeah, like these scales. And he said he prayed the Lord so many times to take it. And God told him, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen? So sometimes that's the approach we have to approach God. Amen? That all things work together for good for those who love him. Amen? All right. I said, knowing the characteristics of God, then a child of God can approach his heavenly Father to present his petition, knowing that his Father, first thing, when he can begin to present his petition, he'll know that his Father is holy. Amen. Because when he came, our Father what in heaven, by just in our Father, he knows what who that Father is. Amen. And the first petition, hallowed be thy name. Begin to glorify him, and we saw that last time, that he's holy, and his name set aside. Amen? Amen. On that basis, knowing that the name of the Father is holy and hallowed, he will not take it in vain. He will not just come to God in vain just for any kind of nonsense. Amen? 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 On that basis, the child come in reverence, knowing that his Father is a King of Kings. He knows that. Amen? So today, we are going to talk about the second petition, thy kingdom come. Now, a king, you can't be a king without having a kingdom. Amen? So a king has a kingdom. And the redeemed child is a subject of that kingdom. Amen? But the kingdom of the Father is not like earthly kingdoms. We have earthly kingdoms. It is not like an earthly kingdom. Amen? The kingdom of the Father is what we call the kingdom of God. That every one of us here has an earthly citizenship. Amen? And as a citizen of a certain country, you are subject to the rules, regulations, and laws of the country. Now, if I take America, one thing that governs them all, you hear the constitution of the land. You hear when people want to go something, oh, you value my Second Amendment rights. Oh, my disamendment, what this, so forth. I have the right to do, I have the right, because those are the land. And when there's a problem, and then they have to bring to the Supreme Court to interpret that, well, to interpret the law. Amen? Amen. So the Christian's utmost desire is to live under the authority of the king. Amen. That's his utmost desire. It's like here, like one time when I was in Tanzania, the brother who was, my friend, we were driving, and he told me something. I said, wow. He said, you know, the people are more afraid of the police than the law. When he said, I said, wow, but that's true. He said, the people are afraid of the police than the law, say, don't go this far. And so I was thinking, I said, if you bring it to the word of God, sometimes people are more afraid of a man than the word of God, which is the law. Amen? Which is true. Amen? However, the utmost desire of the Christian should be to live by the rule of the word, amen, not what man says. Yeah, because sometimes we are afraid of men than the Bible. That's why you get in trouble. Amen? So, the first question that we are going to tackle today is, what is the kingdom of God? You hear about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. So, what exactly is the kingdom of God? Obviously, this is also a very vast topic. Very, very vast. We can take years trying to talk about the kingdom of God. But I'm going to approach it from the vertical relationship between the father and his child. Okay, there are many ways you can preach the kingdom of God. But here what we are saying is that we are looking at establishing a relationship between the father and the son, the vertical relationship. So that's how I'm going to tackle the... Now let us take Luke 17, 20 to 21. Luke 17. Luke 17, 20 to 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' or 'Behold,' the kingdom of God is within you." Amen. Amen? So you see, all right, so when we elected our president, obviously here we don't talk about kingdom, but it's a kingdom anyway. Yeah. Yesterday was anniversary. So when we elect the president, there's inauguration, right? People go in the National Mall. So you see, there's all kind of things. But Jesus is saying the kingdom of God is not like that. It's not something that you'll be, here it is, low here. Brother Duncan, the tithes, you can bring the tithes. I forgot. Okay. That the kingdom of God is not anything that you'll be observing, saying, here it is. The kingdom of God is a big church because we have such a beautiful big church. There's the kingdom of God. No. Oh, look at these people. They are so beautiful people. Look at the what he's saying, that's not the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen? The redeemed Christian wants the word of God. He wants the word of God. And he wants the word of God to reign in him. Amen. As he come in reference, he come reverence to present his petition, he says, "Father, I know you are holy and cannot lie. You are who you say you are, the Word. Let that Word come and reign in me in every fiber of my being." Amen. That's the kingdom of God. Amen. Now let me read something for you here that Brother Branham said. Brother Brown said, listen closely. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "The kingdom of God is his word made power." If you want to put that down, 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is God's word made power. And Brother Brown said, what is the kingdom of God? It's within you. Amen. The kingdom is in you. And when a word comes in there, what does this word begin? It turns itself into power, making it say exactly what it said. You can't say, it says this, and it says this, and make it work. You got to say the same thing it says. That makes a confession. Not saying, well, it's polished up a little here, I'll have more wisdom. I'll be in better standing over there. You stay with the word. Amen. Amen. You stay with the word. There it is. See? And it makes it power. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said in St. John 14:12, "If ye abide in me, and my word in you," no, I beg your pardon, That wasn't what he said there. He said, "He that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also. If ye abide in me and my word in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you." If ye abide in me and my word in you, what is it? You've got to get with the word. Get yourself kill out the death of a corn of wheat. Amen? So, you see, when, like I said, the Lord's Prayer has become such a ceremonial prayer. And you see that many of the things we are going to see is not really what really we see today. So when the people say their kingdom come, it's like, you know, it's just like Judas and them who work with Jesus. They thought that when he becomes the king and rout out the Romans. And with sword, and that's what they think that kingdom was. And Jesus was telling them, no, that kingdom is not that. He said, if my kingdom was of this world, he would call a legion of angels. But he said, that's not the kingdom that he was talking about. The kingdom of God is not in observation. Amen? So Brother Brown said that you get yourself killed out. I'm persuaded that many of us, friend, have received the Holy Ghost. But we just receive enough Holy Ghost in us to make us to a place where we don't want to lie, we don't want to steal, we don't want to do anything. But God wants to fill every fiber of his church.
Amen.
Amen. So a king has dominion over his entire kingdom. If you are a king and you only have a dominion over a certain part, that means there are some rebels that have taken a part of it. Amen. Yeah, you hear in many countries that there's war and a rebel, they are not legal. The presidency claims to be president over the country, but he doesn't govern half of the country. Amen. The rebel controls that. Amen. So if you, when a child of God comes to him and the word of God just controls certain part of what you do, but certain things, you say, well, I think I want to do this on my own. Then that means there are rebels that are controlling half of you. Amen? And that's why I was telling you myself, I went through that. My dad was living in a country that was divided in two, Ivory Coast. And my father was behind a rebel line. And I couldn't go there. I couldn't see him. And this thing, like, man, but the president is from the country. Yeah, I can't go behind rebel line. And yet he's part of that country. So it's the same thing Brother Branham said. The only way the devil can get you if you get outside behind the walls of the word.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
So Brother Branham said the Holy Ghost should be able to come in, go into your bedroom, look at your closet,
Amen.
What type of dress you have in there. You should be able to go into your books. What type of books do you read? What type of magazine do you read? The Holy Ghost should be able to have the access code to your iPhone.
Amen.
Amen. Ping it to see what chat rooms are you in. That's when the kingdom of God comes.
Amen.
So when you pray, the kingdom of God comes, is that God has to have control. Like I said, a king has dominion over his entire kingdom. If part of the king, if you only have doing a part, then rebel has taken. And who's a rebel here? The devil. If God can only control part of that kingdom, that means that part of the kingdom is for the devil. Then he's not anymore a king of that domain.
Amen.
Amen. But when a redeemed Christian, amen, who settled, born again, who have settled the question that God is my father. And he know that, hallowed be thy name, my Father is holy.
Yes.
And understand that God has manifested himself through a characteristic. I'm your shepherd.
Amen.
I'm your friend. I'm Jehovah Shammah. Who your present help in time of need.
Amen.
Then the next thing that, oh God, let me die to myself.
Amen.
Marcel is my enemy number one. He's a rebel.
Amen.
Marcel is a rebel. Rout him out. Get him out of here. And God fill every fiber in me. Like Brother Bram said, William Bram, he's my worst enemy. We are our worst enemy. We pray, God, come in. So when you pray, you see, when you begin to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. I'm sure many times we don't think about those things. We're ready, we just run through that. And then people will begin to put more accent on the fourth petition. Give us this our daily bread. Because I think that is bread, food, when I get my money, I get my job, that's what I need. But before we get there, God wants to fill every fiber.
Amen.
of your being. He doesn't just want, God should be able to go come into your door, he knock at your door, you open, he goes to a living room, family room, the kitchen, amen? Go open your cupboard to see, do you have whiskeys, gin, alcohol? He should be able to do that. He should be able to go into your wardrobe, I mean, how do you call it, open your closet and see that if you're a man, you don't have those skinny jeans hanging, or a sister, you're not hiding pants and all that. He should be able to do all that. That's when the kingdom of God is coming down. Amen. All right, let me continue here. I'm persuaded that many of us have received the Holy Ghost, but we just receive enough Holy Ghost in us to make us a place where we don't want to lie, we don't want to steal, we don't want to do anything. But God wants to fill every fiber of his church. He wants to fill your thinking. Amen? And he wants to fill your mind. He wants to fill every bit of you. Just make you completely, totally dead to yourself and to your thinking. Just so surrender in God till his words just living right through you. You don't know nothing else but God's word. Just stay right with his word. It is life. My words are life, said Jesus. He placed you, them, teachers believing the word. Yeah, he'll place with them, teachers believing the Bible, prophet that say the truth, that say, show the same prophecy that they've always did down through the ages. What he's done, he's showing himself alive among them, confirming his word. His word, the kingdom of God, is God's word made power. Amen. Amen. While these denominations rely on human reasoning, listen close now. We are not to rely upon human reasoning. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th verse said, rely not upon thy own understanding. See? Don't do it. No matter what, don't do it. No matter what God's word seems like. You say, well, it seems like it's just as good this way. That ain't what it is. It's God's word. Take it the way he said it. Eve said, Satan said to Eve, I know God said that, but it really don't mean that. It means this. And she believed it. She believed it that broke up the oneness, that broke up the fellowship, that broke up the union, that broke up the world, that broke up life, that broke off everything. So when we say the kingdom of God, sorry, I'm taking this medication that come and dry my mouth quite a bit. So when we want the kingdom of God to come, your mind, everything. And that's why later on we see the death of the corn of wheat. If you don't die and go in the ground, a new life cannot come up. Amen? Brother Brown said, but God's chosen ones are commanded to come out from among them. Be ye separated, say of God, and I will receive you. Touch not the worldly things, and I'll be a father to you. Or God, and you'll be my sons and daughter. Amen. So you see, before you can call him my father, he want to be your father. Yes. Amen? But like I said, many people want him to be father, but say, you know what, God? I have my thing I want to do. Yes, you saved me, but you know, I want to do my thing. You don't have right over there. When you come and stay in the living room, you have no access to go upstairs or downstairs in the basement. Everywhere else, you just stay here. Then he's not your father. Amen. Amen. Yoke yourself not up with unbelievers, but come out of it. God wants separation from the world. Amen. He wants to be unionized with you. Amen. Himself and no man-made scheme of organization, denomination, or any man-made theories will ever stand. It will take God, the Holy Ghost in you, to unite you to God. And how do you know you got it? The Holy Ghost that wrote the world will bear record that every word and the same things that the Holy Ghost did in the Old Testament, he will do in the New Testament. Will do now just the same, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you are not yoked with organization and the world. You are not yoked with them. Yoke yourself not up among them, but come out from among them. Ye are yoked to Christ. Amen. Yoked to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the last days, there will be churches, another Tower of Babel, like. They will have a form of godliness and to deny God's word and power. The power of his word. And what is the word? What is the kingdom of God? We got to belong to the kingdom before we can ever be subject of the king. How many knows that? Say amen. Amen. Well, how do you get in the kingdom? The kingdom of God is the word of God made back in power. Amen? Amen. Made power, taking away sin, giving signs. What kind of sign? If it's the same word that brought Moses out, it will bring the same sign.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. So when we talk about the kingdom of God, it's not something like God coming here and establishing a kingdom like that. That was how many of the Jews, like Judas and all, they were deceived because, and they were not seeing that. He said, you know what, maybe I'm not getting anything to this man. Let's just deliver him to the high priest to be killed. The one Jesus, because they said the king of the Jew. If he's a king, then he should go and rout out, kill all the Romans, get them out. But that was not the kingdom that he was talking about. Amen. Amen. Now let me read one more thing to you. Now, Brother Bram said, now, to you people that wanted to renew the joy of your salvation, and to you that somewhere you've lost joy, think back what you did. Did you neglect prayer meetings? You see, so when a kid, like I said, every subject of a kingdom go by that rule, right? Let's say, for instance, there was a time when they say when they have the Pledge of Allegiance, everybody stand, they put right, you put, but now probably don't have that anymore. So as a Christian, under the rule, there are certain things. Prayer life. When you see that kingdom come, you have to be subject to that kingdom. How is my prayer life? Am I being subject to the rules of the kingdom of God? When Jesus said, pray ye all time. Amen. Amen?
Amen?
Think back. Did you neglect your prayer life, your prayer meeting? Neglect reading the Bible? Amen?
Amen.
Neglected praying at your home? Asking the blessing at the table? Don't ever do that. Oh, my. That's is so unbecoming to Christians. No matter where you are, bow your head and pray. Don't be ashamed of him. Pray anywhere, see? And if ever where you left that joy, that whatever weeded it out, what little root of bitterness come in you? He said, if that brother have aught against you, if he come to you seventy times seven, forgive him. Can you do that? If you can do that, then you can't even pray, let your kingdom come. Because if you ask God, your kingdom come, you have to be subject to that, to all that. Amen?
Amen.
So Brother Brown was saying that the root of remember, when a man is saved this much, like this button here, becomes eternal life in your heart. That's God. As you're able to push out all the root of bitterness, then God begins to spread in you. That's a kingdom coming.
Amen.
Amen? God begins to spread in you. Then you become a son of God. A man was made to be God, to be a God. Do you know that? He's in the image of God. He's a son of God. He's like him. He was given a domain. Dominion over the whole earth. Amen. That's right. He ruled the earth. He ruled the animals' kingdom and the other kingdom, all but the kingdom of God above. He was God. He was an amateur God. He was made in the image of God, made like God, had hands and feet like God. He was in the image of God. What happened? Because he disbelieved God's word, He sent him right back out to shift for himself. Now God is trying to bring him back. And when you have faith and accept him, my brother, just like that little light begin to grow out, taking all the root of bitterness, doubt and bitterness, yielding yourself to the Spirit, then you begin to become a son, a daughter of God. Begin to grow in the grace of God. The Holy Spirit begins to build his kingdom within you. Amen. Amen. Now, let me quickly read for you a commentary that John Wesley said about the thy kingdom come. He said, in order that the name of God might be hallowed, we pray that his kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, may come. This kingdom then comes to a particular person when he repents and believes the gospel. And it is meet for all those who love his appearing to pray that his kingdom, the kingdom of grace, may come quickly and swallow up all the kingdom of the earth, that all mankind, receiving him for the king, truly believing in his name, may be filled with righteousness and peace and joy with holiness. Amen. We pray for the coming of his everlasting kingdom, the kingdom of glory in heaven, the final renovation of all things, by God's putting an end to misery and sin, to infirmity and death, taking all things into his own hand and setting up the kingdom which endureth through all ages. So, let us now close here. When you have come to the realization, okay, that God's your Father, his name is hallowed, then the next is that, God, let me die to myself. I surrender all to you. Take over. Fill every fiber. That's when the Holy Spirit, as I read to you, where Brother Bram said, let me read one more time. Brother Bram said here, then you begin to become a son of God, a daughter of God, begin to grow in the grace of God. The Holy Spirit begin to build his kingdom within you. Amen. Amen. So, brethren, we need to make sure that we are filled the Holy Ghost. Even those who are filled the Holy Ghost, we need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. We can never have enough of God. God has to fill every fiber. God may fill every fiber of our being, our mind, till we become one like him. Like you can see in the statue of perfect man, the capstone. Christ has to come with the Holy Ghost and be magnetized to us. We may become like him. Amen. So shalom, God bless you, and remember to be a blessing to one another. Amen. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you, O God. Lord, our prayer and our utmost desire is for your kingdom to come. Father God, O Lord, send your Holy Spirit fill us. Let us grow in grace. Lord, we pray that may you build your kingdom in us, Lord. May that kingdom grow and take away every root of bitterness. Anything that is not like you, Father, we want to be more like you. When we sing the song, we want to be more like you, we are inviting your kingdom to come. Oh, Lord, help us. We know we can do it by ourselves. But, Father, we can do it through the power in the name of Jesus Christ. So, God, we commit all to your hands. Help us, Lord. Lord, make every one of us, may we get the desperation that we must receive the Holy Ghost. Father, those who have received the Holy Ghost, we must be refilled with the Holy Ghost. We must keep that fire burning and burning and burning. Brother Brown said we just got enough Holy Ghost to stop lying, to stop stealing. But God wants to fill every fiber of our bodies. And Father, that's what we are looking for today. Help us, Lord. Father, we commit the oncoming servant to your hands. We pray that may you bless each one. Be with us, bless the speaker. And Father, bless the day, Lord. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be dismissed.